Blog Talk Radio.
Safari. Yeah. What do we do?
I excel in doing so well. Take a deep pull and then inhale. Soaking that sweet cannabis smell. Safari raps and does it so well. Bar after bar, line after line. I outdo the competition every time. I'm cashing out, boy, not leaving a dime. Keep the fuck boys off of my line. Respect my grind, respect my shine. Respect my time and check your rhyme. Leave my name out of your gossip. Unless your gossip is I'm the hottest. I'm always in the clouds, sipping on Henny, blowing on loud. I'm so toasted right now. Get fly with me and say this loud.
I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the L's. I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
So far, I ain't no joke. He's a vandal, the man on the mic got Pistol Pete's handle. In other words, the G.O.D. Marlon Brando. You lay through out the way or take the demo. You ain't a gangster, use the stand, yo. I come prepared for warfare like I was Rambo. I got more lines, the beats got sand, bro. I'm everything that you won't never stand for. True to my words and always loyal. Born a prince and live like a king royal. Ladies tripping over themselves to keep it spoiled. Bush calls me black, old Obama calls me oil. I don't want to be the best. I'm legendary. I kill the first every time from March to February. I look at other MCs as adversaries. First is me, call the grave diggers and get buried.
I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the L's. I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
Like a fragrance, the rhymes I invent are worth every bit of a million. I'm building with my people, body's able and mind's willing. Yeah, we out to make a killing. I'm doing this like this, no tomorrow. Time spent, never borrow. The hard road I follow only made me stronger, only made me go harder. Push me to last longer, made me go farther. Truth is, niggas can't fuck with my style. They bought this dialing up, calling powwows. My prose is so vulgar, so damn foul. I'm daddy cool, straight out of Donald Coyne's novel. When I sit, it's like camera and check. Then your chick, man, she's right on deck. The question is, what I'ma do next? I done did it all except say I was the best.
I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the L's. I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself. I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the L's. I excel, inhale from the L's. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
Blog Talk Radio, what it do? It's Tafari XL, and we're on for Monday, the Monday's edition of the Block Report. The Block Report is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc., and the first joint you just heard that came in intro, the song, I know y'all probably used to that In New York intro that we usually do, and I'm going to play that a little bit later, but that was IXL by Tafari XL and E. Smitty from Sound Alive Records, and that was the first single that I did with E. Smitty, and we had released, which had did a pretty good amount of success. And today, as I said, is Monday, and it's the Monday edition of the Block Report, and we're going to be covering trending topics, and I have a couple of clips here that I will be playing. We're going to get into it. You can find The Block Report on Facebook.com / The Block Report, TheBlockReport. And you can find me, Tafari XL, on Instagram at Tafari XL, TafariXL, and on Twitter at TafarIXL, and go to ReverbNation.com/TafarIXL, and we want you to sign up with the we want you to sign up with the mailing list so that we can hit you with new and exclusive content that we send out to our people on our mailing list weekly. And so that's what it's about. So we're here, and wow, I got, you know, this one that may be a brief one. I don't know if we're going to do the full 45 minutes today, but we're going to see what's going like, because I got things to do. I got to get out of here. I got to hit the road and do some things. But let's see what we're going to get into now in the show. So, yeah, so we're doing trending topics, and we're also doing... I'm gonna drop a couple of motivational quotes, and then we're gonna go to some other, and then we'll go to the trending topics. Okay, I think I said these before, but these are good ones. I found this one: the only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking risks, and that was accredited to Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, happiness is the key to success. Now hold on, and here's another one. F-E-A-R, face everything and rise. Okay, that's a nice acronym for fear, because one of the things I want to talk about, we're going to talk about happiness, key to success, and fear. Fear, you know, is something that you have to, it's always going to be there, but you got to understand that it will always be there, but you got to use fear to your advantage and find a way, because look, if it makes you scared, if it scares you, then it's challenging you, and it's probably worth doing to try and find out what it's all about. And it's like, you know, jumping on the roller coaster. It looks scary. You jump on the roller coaster, you go through it, and once you go through it, it might scare the hell out of you while you go through it, but after that, after you come out of it alive and you're like, wow, it wasn't so bad, then, you know, you can see that what you were scared of wasn't that crazy, or that, you know, something that you needed to maintain your fear or to keep being scared of. I want to talk about, the caller number is 929-477-3093, and, you know, so fear is definitely something that you should use as a tool to motivate you, to help you overcome your fear. Once you recognize that you are scared of something, then that is the impetus or the key factor to make you want to confront it and face it head on. And it's a key to discovery and understanding things. A lot of the times, why people say bad things about other people, or, you know, man fears what they don't understand, if you've heard that before. And the thing is, they create all kinds of imagery and things in their head about people or a certain kind of situation, and it's due to their fear because they don't understand it. And so, you know, when you don't understand something, you don't understand how it works, why this person acts this way or whatever, then doubts and fears develop. And these are things, when it does come about and arise in you, you must find the courage in you to handle it and deal with it head on if need be. But you must find that courage inside of you. So it's the Block Report, it's the Fall IXL, and trust me, that once you find that courage and you deal with it and you come about, that will add and enhance your happiness. And since they say happiness is the key to success, remember, happiness comes from within. So you overcoming your fears will lead to your happiness, because now you don't have to live in the negative realm with fear and doubt. You live in the positive realm with understanding. So I put it all together for you. I take all of these quotes, these phrases, I link and I put it together. I don't have this stuff written down. You know what I'm saying? I see it and I put it together, and it comes to you just that fast, you know? Lightning fast like Flash. All right? So it's the Block Report with Tafar IXL. I'm going to go take another quick musical break. I'm going to play this joint. It's and then we're going to go hit with the trending topics. All right, the caller number is 929-477-3093. Call up, call on the line. Push 1 if you have a question or statement, and we're going to get the Monday edition rocking. All right, so here we go. We're going to play this next joint right here. This is going to be It Feels Like That new joint that I'll be releasing soon, so be on the lookout for that. It's another joint that I did with East Mini from Sound Alive Records, and we're on the block report.
To far ride, yo, yo, they wanna know how it feels,
let them know.
It feels like a punch to your chest, it feels like a gun to your neck, it feels like a blade to your gut, it feels just like a kick in the nuts, it feels like I can't get no higher, it feels like I can't get no flyer, it feels like I'm just too inspired, it feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Through rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They tried bottling me up like I was a pill. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, hard to steal. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up. Ever since the youngest, seeing life good and bad. My friend's mom hooked a crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail, please accept this call. I need money quick, get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind knocked out the sails. Making it through while grandma prays. I'm hoping one day that her grandkids can say, through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Baby, I gotta let you know shit is real. Love and your feelings don't pay the bills. I know you was in love with it, want the thrills. And now that it's gone, there's a void to fill. You was supposed to keep it tight and warm. I was supposed to be loyal, stay royal. Then I started seeing some changes in you. That night we screwed and I already knew. You have been giving up my pussy to another, but you thought that I might never discover. You have played a good role, almost had me sold. Now that I know, bitch, you got to go. Make room for the next bitch to walk in the dough. I'm through talking, I ain't talking no more. Imagine me all broken up over some hoe, especially when she creeping with some other Joe.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
I'm kicking to your nothing but strictly facts, kid. Fuck the verbal cartwheels and the backflip. My life's right out of the movie The Last Dawn. On stage or off, I'm still a fucking phenom. To be armed is to be forewarned. Whether it's hail, fire, or windstorm, follow your heart and you can never go wrong. I'm still a soldier going to war through song.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like just to inspire, it feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Okay, block report, yeah, so that was It Feels Like by myself, Tafari IXL, and E. Smitty from Sound Alive Records. I was trying to get on, the board was acting a little funny, so if you heard me and I wasn't on for a little while and it was a bit of silence, that's what it was. But we're going to get into it now. So we got the trending topics that I'm going to get into. Once again, the call-in number is 929-477-3093 and 3093. And trust, we do want to hear your calls and take your calls and talk with you guys. And, of course, we have our Wisdom Wednesday show that will be on Wednesday. And you can check us out then. And we'll be on and popping 12:30 p.m. Wednesday. So let me see here. I'm trying to get get this thing going here. It's taking a little bit of time, but we'll be with it soon, so don't worry about it. All right, here we go. So, yeah, so let's check out entertainment, trending topics. If you're in New York, let's see, Tribeca Film Festival. Hair Alone, just for Hair Alone and The Return. All right, that's New York Med Entertainment. Okay, all right, here we go. Drake rapper shares cover art from upcoming album. Views from the Six. Drake posted the art on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter on Sunday with the comment, "To the city I love and the people in it, thank you for everything." Views. The album is to release Friday. Okay, that album, people, a lot of people waiting for this album to drop. Oh, this was a big thing over this weekend. Beyonce with the Lemonade presentation. HBO airs Beyonce special. Singer releases new album. So she does a special in conjunction with the release of her album. And, I mean, I know this is just going to have a lot of y'all females out there buzzing. I watched part of it, but I got really bored with it, so I didn't watch the whole thing. I mean, I didn't really, you know, I just had so much other stuff that I could be doing that I was like, I'm not taking my time for this. I did try. Lemonade was released on Tidal Saturday after Beyonce's HBO special of the same name. The album is also available on iTunes. Serena Williams appears to twerk while Beyonce holds a pose similar to Williams' Sports Illustrated cover during new song Sorry in the Lemonade video aired Saturday. Oh, I would have liked to have seen that. I guess I should have stayed around to check that out. Seen Serena. At least I like Serena. I like her and Venus. I like both the sisters. You know, I take both the Williams sisters. Let's see. Prince family friends attend private funeral for a musician. Publicist says Prince was, if you don't know, was cremated, and he had passed. And plus, we did over the Super Sunday Music Mix Show, we did a tribute to him. We also did Friday a tribute to him as well. Prince was celebrated by a small group of his most beloved. Prince's remains have been cremated, and their final storage will remain private. Right, Yvette Noel Shure said in a statement Saturday. So I guess that's a that's the spokesperson for the family. Let's see. So, well, you know what? I got some clips that I want to play. I don't want to go into, we'll deal with this trending topics another time, more of it anyway. But I want to talk about some other things. The thing is, I got so much stuff that I want to talk about. And let me see. Well, this just came up over here. Tamir Rice, City of Cleveland. This is from, who has this article here? This is the source. Who's the source on this? I see this. But, okay, it's not really saying. I see something about Getty Images. But, okay, the city reached a $6 million settlement in a wrongful death lawsuit. Rice was killed in 2014 while playing with the pellet gun. A grand jury declined to bring charges against the officers involved. Right. So the city settled for $6 million with the family, for that young man and his family. Okay, so let's get into that. We're going to talk about more of that. We're going to talk about grand juries. We're going to talk about the legal system and all of that type of stuff. I'm going to bring another show in, about that soon and shortly. If you remember, I did a constitutional show where I read certain amendments, the 5th, 6th, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, 10th, 13th, and 14th. And in the future, we're going to probably do a show breaking down each one of those on their own, dedicate one show to each one of those amendments, and we can break down some information and some knowledge on that. So it's the Black Report with Tafari IXL, and the call-in number is 929-477-3093. Call in if you want to join the conversation, if you have any statements, comments, or you want to add, if you want to just drop whatever you're thinking about and what's going on with you, or, you know, whatever's on your mind into the conversation. Now, now, this is one question I got for y'all out there. And I want to know what's good with y'all. All right, I'm gonna just ask this question. I'm gonna ask it, but I'm gonna have the Reverend ask the question for me right now instead of me saying it. And the Reverend, go ahead and ask that question.
Hello. come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that.
Is you down with talking about what I'm doing? And what I'm talking about doing is dropping some of this knowledge here. Now, I'm going to drop this clip and also dropping motivation and knowledge for the Motivational Monday. Now, we're going to go ahead. We're going to remember we did a show on the Flint crisis, water crisis and everything. But I want to play a couple of clips in regards to that I might not have really touched on the last episode to really break it down for y'all. So here it is. This is Representative Cummins in that hearing with Governor Snyder and some of the stuff he was saying in regards to that. Now here, where is it? Where is this now? Right. So this is the one talking where he's talking to the governor, asking him about priorities, if he understands what his priorities were as a governor at the time of this tragedy.
Governor Snyder, I would like to talk to you about your priorities for a minute. In your administration, you have shown over and over again that money is a high priority. Despite the fact that Michigan had a budget surplus, you did not even bother asking the legislature to provide the money necessary to move Flint back to the Detroit water. The truth, Governor Snyder, is that Flint did not seem to be a priority, because on January 24th, 2015, you sent an email to your staff with a list of priorities for 2015. Most of the document is redacted, but we can see that number 36 on the list, was the Flint water system. So, Governor, Flint water was not your first priority. It was not in the top 10, wasn't even in the top 20, not even in the top 30. Flint was number 36. Shouldn't the children and the residents of Flint have been higher on your priority list, Mr. Governor?
Exactly. Shouldn't they be high on his priority list? They were number 36 with the issue where the children were being poisoned, all right, and everything, and they were number 36 on the list. So this shows you, I mean, as you know, you might have heard the reports already. When I did my show, asked the question if the governor, Governor Snyder, should resign, or if criminal charges should be brought. The FBI, I believe, or the Justice Department dropped charges on three lower staff members, but they said the case was still open and they may still bring more charges. So, I mean, look at it. If they're number 36 on the list, but the children is being poisoned and irreversible damage is being done to them. But they're number 36 on the list. Okay, I'm gonna play another clip in regards to that. Here we go at the same hearing.
Yeah. Mr. Governor, I know we're at the end of the hearing. We're at the end, right? So I just want to thank both of you for being here. And we've got to do better.
We're going to play that clip last, because that's at the end of the hearing, but I have another clip before that. And this clip is Representative Cummins telling him that he should resign and so on and so forth and more. So you're going to hear that now.
In retrospect, with it becoming a true safety issue with the lead issue, it should have been higher. That was not the issue at the time.
Now, Mr. Governor, we also know what you do prioritize. When things got rough for you and your administration started being investigated by law enforcement, you got the people of Michigan to pay your legal fees. Governor, do you admit here today that you have asked the people of Michigan for more than $1 million to pay for your criminal and civil defense fees?
Yes.
And it makes me sick to think you found a way to have the state of Michigan pay over $1 million in legal fees, yet you thought so little of the people in Flint that you could not be bothered to ask the legislature for money to switch them over to clean water. You cannot be trusted, and I got to tell you, you need to resign.
Now you hear that. So he was slick enough to ask for, he's slow to get the money to help repair the damage to which under his administration and watch has caused to the children and families in Flint, but But he knew how to get the state to pay, which is the same people that he's supposed to be serving. He got their money to pay, help pay for his defense services against criminal and civil charges that might be filed against him. I mean, come on now. If this is not a clear sign to show you how wicked and, you know, these people are, you know, and how he could care less for the residents in his state of the and the city of Flint. So I'm going to play the last clip and of that hearing, and then after that we're going to go and I'll talk about that a little bit more. This is where like he just ends, he talks about he being Representative Elijah Cummings when he's addressing the governor, Governor Snyder, and he's saying that some of the members of his staff have refused to even speak with that congressional commission, to even speak with them. So this is something that you guys should hear.
Yeah. Mr. Governor, I know we're at the end of the hearing. We're at the end, right? So I just want to thank both of you for being here. And we've got to do better than this. We all deserve better. And I told the chairman from the very beginning, no matter who's responsible, we wanted to address this issue. And one of the things, Mr. Governor, 15 of your people, you talk about transparency, but 15 of your people refused to talk to us, refused. So I hope that you will urge them. I read something yesterday where you said you urged them to talk. We need to hear from them. All right? Thank you, sir.
I mean, can you imagine a congressional hearing or meeting has to ask politely or whatever for you to get your staff members to even speak with them? So this is the kind of stuff that's going on out there. It's just a total lack of respect and some type of for the people in Flint, for the congressional hearing and meeting that was called, the lack of respect, you know, and you know, some sort of a cover up or whatever is going on. But, you know, so this Flint thing is still going on, it's still ongoing, and a lot of people might be like, well, you know, why I talk about it? Because I'm trying to show, I want people to see and know that, you know, a lot of times people come out, other people come out and they have maybe, you say they have conspiracy theories or whatnot, but you have people that have a certain type of agenda that are in government and they don't care about poor people or people of color, you know? So, and this is shown over and over again. This is an example. Now, so we have about a minute left in the show, and then we're going to go into our last 15 minutes of the show. And so if you're not already on the line, I won't be able to pull you into the conversation. So you have to just get this in the archives. So we got less than a minute left. So if you want to call up now. You got 40 seconds left. Calling number is 929-477-3093. It's the Black Report with Tafari XL, and it's the Monday edition. And we're going to take a break, a musical break. I'm going to play this joint here, the New York. Remember, in New York, our normal intro song, and then we're going to go ahead and get into it, and we'll get into the rest of the show for today. So y'all just sit back, relax. We're going to play this music and going into the break. And after that, after we come out of that, then we'll go into the show. All right? In New York. So it's the Black Report with Tafari XL. This is another joy by me and E. Smitty from Sound of Life Records in New York. Enjoy it.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug killers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. people in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house trying to catch a lick. The Asian police line trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets fresh from the pen. Come on, hold to a laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, teaching inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting. Our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashed in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's way more worth suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ear, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love done packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and still see no justice.
All right, Blog Talk Radio, The Block Report with Tafar IXL, and that was in New York. All right, so I'm going to play this one clip. We're going to play this clip by Paul Mooney, and it's him addressing some things with Obama and him, about him being half African and also about the attitude of being young, 21, and white. So I'm going to play that clip. It's going to be a couple of minutes, and then I'll jump in and I'll talk some stuff, and then we'll chop it up. And then, you know, we do what we do.
He's half African.
Obama is?
He's half African. Everybody's half white. That's why people say they're biracial. That means that they can prove one of their parents is white. Every black person in America is biracial. That's why I like DNA. DNA doesn't lie. And the white man that invented DNA, trust me, he's dead. They found him by the railroad tracks. Because DNA was supposed to put black people in jail, and what it did was free them. That's God's work.
Okay. We're getting pretty close. I mean, let's
go ahead. Ask me something else. I'm enjoying this. This is crazy. Yeah, go ahead. You don't have to one or nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people are going to be looking at this in rebuttal to the previous clip. I mean, a lot of things have changed, and some haven't in the last 3 years.
Yeah, well.
We've gotten a president elected that's half African. and Michael Jackson passed.
Yeah, Michael passed. Yeah, the world lost a genius. And Michael Jackson was not a pedophile. You can forget that. Now, he was definitely X-Files, but he's not a pedophile.
So, I don't know. So if the definition of racism is holding power over someone else, is that how you define it?
It's not how I define it. It's what is. Look at America's history. America, if you believe in, like, coded, America says race. America is race. America's founded on racism. I didn't found America. I had nothing to do with America. It is what it is. I didn't create it.
So there's an interesting point that Richard Pryor makes about how when you first became friends, he said that he envied you in a way.
What?
In the book, you say that he felt envious of you in a way because you had no fear.
Well, no, I've never had it. I've never had it. That's since I was 7. I don't have it. It's innate. That's God in me. I have nothing to do with it. People are stunned by things that come out of my mouth. I'm shocked. It comes from somewhere else.
You're an open vessel?
Yeah, it's just, I'm surprised some things are coming out of my mouth. I'm shocked. People are shocked, but I'm shocked too. But I like it.
How do you get away with it?
Easy. Told you, I was free, white, and 21. That's how you get away with it. And when you realize that you're free, white, and 21, you'll get away with it. That's an old Southern expression. And it says everything. It really does.
Okay.
Yeah, so y'all get that? So they also brought in, that was Paul Mooney. He was being interviewed, and this interview is a few years old. Some of y'all may know it, some of y'all may not. And what we're going to do for the next episode I'm going to bring in part two where he breaks down, he's asked if he's a racist, and he breaks down the definition of what a racist is, because a lot of times what happens when we get into this conversation about race or whatever, you have people that try to say this thing about reverse racism. Say reverse racism, and that's something that I don't believe. For me, I say that doesn't exist. It can't exist, and you know, that's just my point of view and where I come from with it. And Paul Mooney, he expounds on that. So on the next episode, we will be playing that, and we'll get into that a little bit more deeply. But I got to get out of here. I got some meetings and things to do, but I'm trying to go ahead and stay with y'all and definitely. Put the show together and let us have a good time and everything. But you hear, let me try to say now. So the Black Report, remember, will be on Wednesday, 12:30. And we're on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12:30 and Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all times. You can find the Black Report on Facebook.com/TheBlockReport. You can find me, Tafar IXL. Before I get into that, let me try to finish up and wrap up. So what he was saying, because he was saying, you know, a lot of biracial people, they say they can, the reason why they use biracial term or whatever, because they can prove that one of their parents was white. Now, a lot of things just going on is that, see, me, on my personal, how I view it, there's only one race, that's the human race, of course, but society breaks this down. So society has broken down into the situation where race is now divided by color. But really, it's colorism. You know, it's colorism. But then it's color or whatever and such, and then you determine these races. Now, beyond that, now, what's going on is a lot of people, they try to throw, there's always isms that people want to throw in to muddy up the water and make the conversation a little bit more difficult to navigate instead of us getting straight to one point. Because now people want to use elitism, you know, and, you know, these people and classism and all these things to say, well, now it's about class. Well, class has a part to play in it too. But once you get down to it, even if you're in the class, and let's say the majority of the class even majority of the class is already a particular type of group of people, then you're not going to count in it either, because now you'll be the minority in that class, and especially for black people that don't even own 1% of the wealth in America, then, you know, or even, in, you know, and really are not and aren't as such with 59% of young black youth unemployed, and, you know, and all of these things there, I mean, there's no ownership in the black community, so there's no power, there's no strength. So how are you going to be in the class, how are you going to be in the class level, and to be talking about class, when you ain't even on the ownership level? So you need to get to the ownership level before you can start talking about this classism and this all this other stuff you want to be talking about. Start owning your own and get your economics and situation right. And that's what it's got to be about. So, you know, I try to do my part, my best, because, you know, as much as I can, I try to spend my money with black-owned businesses and such. So that's, you know, and promote that kind of situation. So, and also promoting also, not only that, but promoting the mindset and the belief to other people that are close to me to think like that and be that way and to think of themselves as being owners and trying to own something in this world and build something and be an entrepreneur. So the only thing I can do, I can lead by example, I can do what I practice what I preach, and then I can also preach it or teach it to others. And so, if, as long as instead of looking at what the other person is doing, that what the other person is or not doing, what I do is I focus on me and how I represent myself whenever I'm out and about with other people, according to whatever it is that I say, so that I represent. So now, but yeah, basically with that and everything, that's what that's about. So we'll see you on Wednesday, Wednesday Motivation, 12:30 p.m., same station, same time. The Block Report or blogtalkradio.com. We want to hear from you. Now call up if you can, and then whatever, and we'll chop it up. Push one, you know, if you want to get in the conversation. And so we're out of here. I'm going to end this joint off with Real People by Ice Cube and Common, which is on that new barbershop flick. All right? So we out of here. Peace. Y'all have a blessed day.
Revolution will not be on the ground. The revolution's who I am. Goddamn.